أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كتب عليكم القتال وهو كره لكم وعسى أن تكرهوا شيئا وهو خير لكم وعسى أن تحبوا شيئا وهو شر لكم والله يعلم وأنتم لا تعلمون. In the previous ayats, the subject matter came of the great difficulties and hardships the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam had to go through in order to bring people towards deen and establish deen. In the process of that, Allah Ta'ala explained that we should spend our wealth in the path of Allah and where we should spend it. So that is jihad in our wealth. Because a person normally does not like to spend his wealth on other people. So that is against the nafs, and that is what jihad is, to fight against one's nafs. Now Allah explains the other jihad of the body, that is the physical jihad. And when these two jihads meet, a person spends his wealth also in the path of Allah, and his body, his life also he gives in the path of Allah, then Allah makes deen to be established. And when deen is established properly, and especially through the means of jihad, then after that there are no obstructions for deen. People have come totally under Islam, and it gives the Muslims a Muslim country and the government of the country, and they rule. And when they rule according to Sharia and according to Quran and Hadith, then it becomes very, very easy for everyone to practice upon deen. And besides that, Allah Ta'ala gives the honor of an Islamic country, which is Khilafat. Islam is Khilafat, and then deen becomes established. And in the Akhirat, for those people who made jihad, the rewards are very, very great. Those who become shaheed, the rewards are even much more greater. So there is all goodness in jihad. And as long as the Ummah made jihad, Islam kept on spreading in the world. But when the Ummah gave up jihad, and they became lazy, and they saw to their comfort and things of this dunya, that is when Islam did stop spreading. In fact, it started decreasing. So much so that today, in actual fact, there isn't some single Muslim country that is left. Just by name, they are Muslim countries, but there is nothing Islamic about them. Whereas at one time, the Islamic Khilafat, the whole alien world, non-Muslim world, fell at the feet of the Muslims. Whether it was Persia, whether it was Rome, the whole existing world was at the feet of the Muslim, and Islam was reigning supreme, high. But that was when Muslims made jihad. Unfortunately, that is gone out of us, and therefore we are suffering more and more, that now even our iman is at stake. So Allah Ta'ala says, Kutiba alaykumul qital, faraz wa tum par darai. Fighting jihad, Allah has made faraz upon you. And Allah knows that that is difficult for the nafs to go out and make jihad, where you give your life, you make your wife a widow, you make your children orphans, etc. So Allah explains that and says, وَهُوَ كُرْهُ لَكُمْ اور وہ بری بری رکھتی ہے تم کو, and you dislike jihad. You prefer your comfort, you prefer your ease, and you don't want to make jihad. وَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ اور شاید کہ تم کو بری لگی ایک چیز اور وہ بہتر ہو تمہارے واسطے. And it happens that there is something which you dislike, but in actual fact that is good for you. Though you dislike it, but it is good for you. وَعَسَىٰ أَن تُحِبُّ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ شَرٌ لَكُمْ اور شاید تم کو بھلی لگے کوئی ایک چیز اور وہ بری ہو تمہارے حق میں. And there may be a thing which you love and like, but it is harmful and bad for you. A very simple example, when we are eating with little children, right from the start they want to have the juice already. So the elders tell them, no, first you must eat food. They like the Jews, but that's not good for them. They must eat food, that is what is required. So there are many things in our lives which we like, but which are not good for us. To be lazy, to be sleeping now, we all will like that, but that's not good for us. And many things what we dislike, getting up, perhaps the geyser burst of cold water and we have to take a bath also, we dislike it. But we do all that and we come for Fajr also, but that is good for us. So there are many things which we dislike, but they are good for us. Many things that we like, but that are not good for us. A little simple example is given very nicely of this. A king who loves his hunting a lot, and he should go with his chief minister for hunting always. So on one occasion he was going and the king got hurt. He cut his thumb. So the minister had a habit of saying that whatever Allah does is good. So he said, it's good what happened. So the king became very angry. I got cut, and that just when a person gets cut, the pain is quite a bit. And he's saying, it's good what happened. So the king ordered, put him in jail for 3 days. And also he said, whatever Allah does is good. Anyway, the king went on his journey. He went beyond his borders where there were cannibals, people who eat human beings alive. They caught the king and they were going to eat him. But they also had some masalas like we have in Qurbani, that the tail must be right, the horns must be right, everything. So when they checked, they saw he's got a cut. So they said he's not good for Qurbani. So they let him go. Then he realized that that cut came, he disliked it, it pained him, but it saved his life. Because of that cut, his life got saved. Now he understood the minister's words, that whatever Allah does is good for you. So he came and he put the minister free, took him out of jail, red carpet treatment with great respect and honor. He said that now I understand what you said, that what Allah does is good. But when I put you in jail for 3 days, what was good in that? You said that also is good. So he says, King, you know that we never separate, we are together always. So when they caught you, they should have caught me with you. You should have got saved because of your cut, but I got no cut or anything on my body. They should have eaten me alive. I stayed 3 days in jail, my life got saved. So whatever Allah does is only good for us, but we don't understand it. كذبوا بما لم يحيط بعلمه ولما يأتيهم تأويله. People falsify, in fact, the commands of Allah when they don't understand the commands of Allah. And then we say it's a wrong command, it's not right, it can't be like this because we don't understand it. But every command of Allah is perfect and is only good for us. No matter outwardly how bad it seems, but it's only good for us. قُلْ لَنْ يُصِيبَنَا إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَنَا. Whatever befalls us, it is from Allah Ta'ala. هُوَ مَوْلَانَا. He is our friend and a real friend, not a deceit, نَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ, no deceitful friend. Whatever he does for you, outwardly it can look as bad as it is, but it's only good for you. It's only that we make sabr, accept it as such, and then in most cases we see the goodness here in this world already. Otherwise in the akhirah, 100% we'll see that goodness. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Or Allah janta hai, or tum nahi jante. Allah knows, you don't know. What can we know? Allah knows everything perfectly. What is the command of Allah for now? What the result will be tomorrow, after 10, 20, 100 years? Everything Allah knows. And we don't know anything whatsoever. So we, a person, this is an encouragement that we surrender to Allah Ta'ala, and we have full iman on Allah, and on be pleased with every decision of Allah, which is known Rada bil Qada, tafweez, to hand over one's matters totally to Allah. Ya Allah, whatever condition you have kept me in, that is the best condition for me. And I'm totally happy with that. Allah becomes extremely happy with that person also, no matter what difficulties it seems outwardly, but a person be pleased with Allah Ta'ala. So here particular reference is to jihad, making jihad, which unfortunately the whole ummah has given up. Today we don't want to make jihad of the tongue, not jihad with our sweat also, not jihad of our desires also. Whereas we are called upon to make the real jihad and fight in the path of Allah. And if we do that, only goodness for us, for the whole of mankind also. And Islam will reign high in the world. And everyone, it will be easy for them to make their jannah and the life of akhirah, and peace and happiness, security will reign in this world. May Allah give us all the opportunities. Subhanallah.